the church, the revivalist movement, and the so-called Läpeprest in 19th century Sweden. The authority of the church was almost unlimited during the first half of the 19th century in Sweden. Every person in Sweden had to belong to the Evangelical Lutheran State Church, and what was not in accordance with the Lutheran faith was not allowed to be spread. According to the Conventicle Act of 1726, it was strictly forbidden to hold religious meetings privately in homes under the guidance of a layperson. If you broke this law, you could be punished with fines or even imprisonment. Furthermore, you were not allowed to leave the Swedish church. It could lead to banishment and withdrawal of inheritance and civil rights. The ministers were the authorities that held examinations of the household in order to control their parishioners and prevent any attempts to introduce new ideas. This official of the clergy recorded what knowledge each parishioner had about the Bible and Luther's catechism, as well as if he or she could read. With the appeal of the Conventicle Act in 1858, the revivalist movement grew from its infancy in the beginning of the 19th century. Now, groups of people could gather privately to perform their devotions together, such as the Pietists. Other revivalist movements that emerged during the 19th century were the Baptists and the Swedish Covenant Church. Records indicate that missionary societies were founded in the 1860s in Kisa and Västra Änneby. The revivalist movements in Kisa were strongly influenced by the so-called Nordstringerna from northern Småland. They joined Kisa Evangelical Lutheran Missionary Society in the 1880s, and in 1889, the Salvation Army was founded in Kisa. Läpeprest is a minister without an established post, who moved around until he could find an official appointment. This would sometimes last for years. Sometimes, a minister was without a post due to his unsuitability. The reasons could be alcoholism, theological opinions not in accordance with praxis, or even lack of theological knowledge. By frequently moving the minister of concern, the burden of dealing with him could be shared between the parishes. The apothecary, Carl Gustav Sundius, was worried about the so-called Läpeprästerna, and he wrote the following lines in one of his letters to his son, Gustav Adolf. The so-called Läpeprästerna, with which the country is well supplied, did more to mislead than to enlighten the people. The rude, unenlightened masses listened continually to sermons on blood, fire, and damnation, the devil and hell, which put these people's fantasy into a violent ecstasy, a state in which they fancy, and they must pray to and call upon their Savior to be able to receive forgiveness, mercy, and pity. If the ministers only preached God's words in a way they could be understood and instructive, that kind of extravagant way to praise our Savior would never arise.